Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe and happy 2015. Woo! We're finally into this thing. It's so exciting. Mr. Jamie, are you excited?
Oh, sure. Another year.
I can just hear it in your voice. Oh, my God. You're so excited.
Oh, right.
How was Mr. Jamie tonight in beautiful Seattle?
Okay. It's a little foggy tonight,
okay.
But, you know, it's not
okay.
Too cold like the rest of the country.
Okay. And how's 2015 feeling so far?
Pretty good.
Good. That's awesome. Yeah, we could, but what's the point, right? Might as well just, like,
right.
Smile and know that it's going to get better. That's for sure. So my guest chef tonight is Carolyn Ortman. And, Carolyn, I'm just going to bring you right on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. I've known Carolyn for quite a while now. We've been friends, and actually she's a good friend with my sister Amy Frost, who has been on the show and talked about humor and all different wonderful kinds of stuff. And we're kind of a mutual friends with just the sisters, and she's a sister. There you go, with Miss Carolyn. So Carolyn is the owner of CKO Solution Group. And she is a professional speaker and also helps people with public speaking and all different kinds of trainings and for helping people to just to be improving their businesses. And here we are at the Transformation Cafe. What a better time to be able to be looking at being able to transform ourselves. I know one of the largest fears is the fear of public speaking. And so when I met with her the other day, I actually we did a flower reading together, which was great. And I wanted to have her come on and really kind of talk about some of the stuff that we were talking about. And so public speaking, that is one of the biggest fears, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, that old Seinfeld joke about people would rather, be in the coffin than read the eulogy at the funeral. I don't know how true that is, but it is, they say, the experts say it is the number one fear. And I don't know, why is that? I think, you know, part of that is just when you get up and speak in front of a group of people, the interest and all the eyes are on you, and you feel this pressure to perform and to say something that they're going to enjoy or say something funny or entertain them, and there's all this pressure on that a person has, and we need to look at taking that pressure off when it comes to public speaking.
Yeah, because I mean, it was like going back to the transforming, you know, if in coming with change, there's always that, you know, what's going to happen and how am I going to look, how am I going to appear with other people. And when we can really come from our lives and know that we're learning to be able to express ourselves in new and empowering ways, I just really feel like, you know, if we could put a little light on this thing about public speaking, how it's going to really transform your new year into just being that much better, because really Carolyn and I were kind of talking on our own about it. Really, you're public speaking every time you just really have an engagement with anybody when it comes to conversation.
Yeah, and you know, you'd mentioned that my company is Solutions Group. I actually recently changed my company name to Marketing Group because I believe that everything is marketing, including, like you said, how you speak in public. Every opportunity that you have to communicate your business or what you're about or communicate with even a coworker, you know, whether you're a business owner or you're working in the corporate world, every opportunity you have like that is your opportunity to brand yourself or market yourself, including public speaking. So when you're speaking in public, you have that opportunity then to bring some value to the audience. And instead of fearing that, oh my gosh, this audience is going to hate me, or they're going to throw tomatoes at me, or oh my gosh, my boss is in the audience, it's about, like you said, you know, how can I bring my authentic self to the table and really share value? One of the best tips that I got from one of my fellow trainers and fellow speakers was that to recognize that you do have this value, and you should take the focus off yourself and ask yourself, well, you know, what is it that I can teach them? What is it, what are they come with empty buckets, many of the audience members, and how can I fill that bucket in with some information of value, stories, facts, and really, you know, really help them to grow in what it is that they need to be growing in. So, like you said, bringing your authentic self and really kind of being a bucket filler instead of feeling like the audience is just sucking the life out of you, which is not a good feeling for any speaker or anybody who's communicating, not at all.
Well, I've heard it said, too, that when it comes to public speaking, that people are really rooting for you, you know, when you get up there, because on whatever level that, you know, they can imagine themselves up there, and they really want to just be able to be a supportive person within that audience of like, yeah, I'm not looking for that person to be making mistakes. I'm looking for them to, you know, feel like they did, you know, being able to go up there. I don't know, I'm thinking of Oprah Winfrey, you know, every once in a while she'll have one of her guest speakers come up there, and they're pulling somebody out of the audience, and they're talking about different kinds of stuff, and that's I can't remember who it was. It was one of the teachers and stuff that she has up there, and she said that she goes, you know, she looked out at the audience and she goes, aren't you all rooting for this girl? And then, I mean, the audience went crazy. They're like, yeah, of course we are, you know. So and of course that really boosted the you know, the girl that had been pulled out of the audience, because she just kind of looked at that and went like, yeah, I guess they are. You know, we all are rooting for one another. So. I think part of it too is just not taking yourself so seriously sometimes, or just being easy with yourself and just saying, as long as I'm coming from my heart and I'm really speaking, you know, what, there's something I'm passionate about. If you're talking about something you're passionate about or excited about, you know, it's like that, you know, they're going to get to a point like, okay, well, you can shut up now. I think we've kind of got the point.
Well,
you know how it is when you're excited about something, you just want to share it.
Yeah, and I do want to add, you know, there's speaking from your heart and speaking your passion, but it also means that you need to know your material. So I want to just make sure that as you know, I'm sure you would echo that, is you can't just get up there and blah, 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 and this is my passion. You know, being prepared is the other thing, too. And when you know your material cold, and I'm talking about, you know, speaking in front of a group of people, when you know your material cold, then you're able to be a lot more flexible with your audience, and you're able to really, really speak from your heart. So, you know, I advocate you got to practice. You've got to, you know, if you've got a prepared speech, or at least know your bullet points and what your sub-bullets are and really practice. So, you know, you're using the left brain and the right brain to really bring together an ideal presentation. And like, and what you said, I just want to piggyback on what you said about the audience is rooting for you. I didn't used to think that. I was like, no, there's no way they're rooting for me, because I still feel miserable. But, you know, when you get the feedback afterwards, and when people come up to you and they'll congratulate you, oh, I learned so much, or, oh, you know, I'm going to take that back to my boss or whatever, it's such a good feeling. Then you start to recognize it and realize it is true.
Yeah, one of the wonderful things about Carolyn is she's had quite a few people let her know that she's one of those kind of teachers that everybody gets it when it comes to being able to do any kind of topic, that you're very good about making it real basic, real understandable, making sure that everybody in the room is going to walk away with something that's just a real powerhouse of being able to have it easy and fun and informative, and feel like they're really walking away with something that can be really dynamic. So I just want to toot your horn for you. Thing, because you've had a couple guys that have just said, you know, you know everybody gets it when you teach. So that's really great. So she had a radio show that she'd done with Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassall, and Walt was he ended up being, you know, having stage fright and being very afraid of public speaking, and that's one of the reasons he has this show called Stand Up and Speak Up. And you're going to have that available on your website where people can actually go and listen to that show, right?
Soon I will, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And but what's real great about that is they were talking about stage fright, and here we're talking about public speaking. So how do you really just, what's the first steps that we need to be thinking about when you think, oh gosh, I can't even really stand up in front of people, let alone, you know, tell them what I do and be able to promote myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I think the first thing is, you know, what I had said before is take the focus off yourself. And recognize that you are the expert in the room, that you are the person who brings value. I know several years back I was speaking to a group of managers, I mean high-level managers at this broadcast communications channel, and they were vice presidents and, you know, top level, and I was a little bit nervous, and I was speaking on communication and conflict management, and I thought, what value can I bring? Because, you know, I don't have this experience. And then, you know, someone brought up to me, well, wait a minute, you're the expert in the room. What is it that you have that they don't? And then recognize that, you know, you have that value, and then, again, fill their buckets. So that's one thing. The second thing is to kind of get to know your audience if you can. You know, when you're giving a presentation, can you kind of alleviate the nerves by introducing yourself one-on-one as they're coming into the room? Or I know what I like to do is, as they're getting seated, I like to walk around the room and say, hi, I'm Carolyn, I'm going to be your presenter, and ask them why they're there. So that just kind of, you know, helps to create that personal connection that you don't feel like you have when you're speaking to a bunch of people. I know when I became a master trainer, my master trainer, when I was learning, would tell me to get away from the notes, because I'd be the one studying in the back of the room, looking over all my notes, making sure I had this point and that point. And he said, no, he would take my notes away from me, and he says, get out and talk to the people, because you need to circulate. And I was so terrified of that, but it helped to grow me, and it helped me to really realize that, you know what, I'm the expert in the room, they're going to learn something, and they are rooting for me.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And one of the things that also helped you is you actually got involved with Toastmasters. What is Toastmasters for maybe somebody who doesn't know, and how that really benefit you?
Yeah, Toastmasters is a public speaking organization that allows you to practice your presentations. They also give you feedback about your presentations. You're able to participate in speech contests, so that you even, you know, grow more. And I just threw myself into the role. I needed to be able to speak better, because I was going to another level in college and getting my master's degree, where the classes required a lot more public speaking, a lot more presentations. And I even had a fear back then. So I joined Toastmasters and got some really good tips, and just pushed myself to enter speech contests, where now it's peers from other clubs and other regions. And boy, I didn't think it was going to be that difficult, but it really was. The process was a lot of preparation and a lot of, work, but it was fun, So, you know, you don't really know until you put yourself out there what you're going to get in return. So I would recommend Toastmasters to anybody who's got a fear of speaking. Just get out there and do it.
Yeah. And since we're kind of bringing it back into the whole thing of marketing, I know one thing we had also talked about before the show was having that elevator speech, you know, like mm-hmm. 30 seconds to a minute, just being able to be real, like you said, doing your homework and knowing different kinds of bullets of things that you'd want to talk about. So is there anything you want to talk about that with an elevator speech?
Yeah, I'd say when you're crafting your elevator speech, it's important, first of all, kind of a format is, you know, there's so many different formats out there for elevator speeches. And one that I like is to, first of all, grab them with a hook, which could be a question, which, you know, sometimes I'll use a question like, how many in the room believe that social media is the only way they should be marketing their business? If I'm speaking to business owners, because I want to talk to them about consistent messaging and consistent branding, and how you shouldn't just be using social media. If you're using social media, you should have a consistent message out there, and you should be communicating your brand through all different kinds of marketing channels. So have some kind of hook. It could be a quote. It could be, a punchline. It could be a question. So kind of start out that way. And then you can weave into, like, kind of answering that question. So how many of you believe that social media is the only way to market? And then I would say, of course not. And then, you know, lapse into what is the problem that you're solving for your customer or your client? So, you know, I provide coaching and training on helping people to develop their message and get it out to their prospects and their clients in a consistent way. But we first have to identify who their target market is. So what's the pain? And you could even talk about, for instance, how many of you aren't getting the kinds of customers that you'd like? How many of you are getting customers that aren't paying you enough? So I could talk about that if I was introducing, like, my "Are you charging what you're worth?" seminar, and kind of introduce that. So start with some kind of hook, and then lapse into how do you solve their pain, And then, of course, state who you are and where you're from. And then if you can close it with some kind of nice, tidy little bow, it might even be just your name and your company name again. Say, my name is Carolyn Orton with CKA Marketing Group, and maybe even a call to action. You know, here's my, visit my website for my free ebook, or give me a call and we'll set up coffee. Some kind of call to action would be great if you could end that way. So that's kind of a little format that I like to follow.
Okay, so what if you had some, like we're saying we're not necessarily in business by ourselves. We're working for another company or just a larger company. How would that, you know, the elevator, you know, speech get transformed to where it's pretty much just a way that we would kind of meet and greet people just in general?
So, like, if you're at, let's just say you're representing, you work at a bank or something, and you're networking with other people out in the community, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Or, I mean, just so you know, I'm not really talking about my work so much. It's just who I am as a person. I mean, should we have an elevator speech for something like that as well? Like, you know, my favorite things that I like, or just, you know, something maybe more, just more of a personal level, or being able to come from our heart and authentic self on that.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a really good question, because, you know, people identify us by what we do. And right,
yeah.
And that's a really good point, Robin, and that's why you have, you know, I think this is great about this show is, what do people want to know? Oh, what do you do? Oh, where do you work? Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you do? And, you know, for the longest time, as an independent business owner, when people would say, well, where do you work? I'd be kind of intimidated to say, oh, well, I'm a business owner, or I work for myself. Like, oh, no, I don't work for a company. But then there's that other part, like you said, of, well, what if you just want to talk about who you are as a person? You could do that. Introduce yourself as, you know, what your interests are, or what you're into, I guess, or what you're exploring, perhaps. I don't know. What feedback do you have on that? What would you add to that? Because that's a good question.
Well, you know, to me, it's kind of like you've got, I don't know, Jamie, what would you say? Was there something that kind of popped into your head about, you know, because Jamie has, he's got Chrome on,
well,
which is
a tattoo parlor in Seattle. I'm a self-employed artist. I do tattoos for a living. I got into it quite a while back before it was really popular, though it's always been popular. And I believe if you provide a good service, you'll prosper and people will seek you out. Now, nowadays, it's so popular that I think people think it's like going to an auto mechanic, that anybody can do the same job, but then they don't keep in mind the experience that, you know, that being in the business for quite a while kind of gives you, other than being successful. Of course, you'd like to be that in your business, but a lot of times, you know, it's tough because it's so popular nowadays, and it's a hard road to hoe, and being an artist in that respect as well. Plus, I do other types of art. It's almost a one-on-one type thing, and you have to sell yourself to a person you don't know. It's like selling used cars sometimes. You have to sell yourself and then get this person in your confidence, and then it's definitely not a, you know, there's a little bit of a, people think it hurts, but I don't really say pain. I say sensation. So it's having a bedside manner and having a nice, approachable. A lot of times, I think that's lost in the popularity. And now it's when you see it on TV, and I think people get the wrong idea, especially if they're kind of new to the business. But that's just my opinion, of course.
Yeah, because like if you were going to fine tune something for Jamie, I mean, what comes up for me is, like he said, you know, it's a personalized service. And he's a seasoned artist who's definitely got very sensitive to what, you know, his clients wanting, and being able to create something that they can love
as their
psychic armor, as he calls it.
Yes, your psychic armor. Ideally, now that I'm in my later stages, I've been in the business for about 28, 29 years, ideally you'd want to have a successful shop where you have younger people running it for you and you just kind of do your thing. A lot of times, though, it doesn't work that way because people, especially the younger people, they, instead of working for somebody and going and working for somebody else, they'll just open their own shop. So they kind of circumvent all that. But again, that's the way the business is. So you have to kind of adjust or adapt, or else you'll get lost in the ozone.
Yeah, and well, I think,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say is, yeah, a big way to do that is to identify how you're different. So, you know, he could talk about how his art is different or what he does that's different or his process is different. So in any kind of elevator speech, that's an important element too, is how are you different from other artists? How am I different from other marketers? How is the loan officer different from other loan officers? Because it's when we hear, oh, loan officer or marketing person, it's like, you know, people can tune us out, or artists, they can tune us out. But identifying, so, you know, what's different about you, so the, and communicating that will then help people remember you and what you're about.
Well, most definitely. I have three older brothers, and two of them are doctors, and another's a teacher. Most of them are retired, but I will still make my mark on a lot more people than they will, and that's literally.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep hearing the word mastery for you, and just talking about the mastery level of like you're saying, understanding the art and understanding, you know, what's needed when you're doing this, you know, real specialty thing for each person. It's an individualized thing that with a lot of self-care and using your artistry to be able to be creating something that'll be a lifetime thing for them to enjoy.
Well, it's definitely one of the most in the moment things you could possibly imagine, and to an individual, I take a pretty serious attitude. But then, you know, that's because each of those things is my art, and
right.
And definitely, if you're not good at it, you probably won't prosper, and people will know that pretty quick.
Well, and I know I would want to have you do it for me because it's just a matter of I know you. But a part of that too is the level of care and attention, and like you're saying, I take it seriously. I'd want to have somebody taking it seriously too. If I wanted to go ahead and have something like that created, I'd want to have somebody knowing it was something that was very meaningful to me as well, and taking the same level of you know, competency and trust. So, you know, those are all things that people need to know, that you're somebody who really cares and wants to have an impact on it. So just kind of switching gears, because we've only got about maybe about 7 minutes left. So Carolyn's got an ebook that she's going to have starting to have available pretty soon when she launches it. We're going to have her come back and talk about this more in length.
Hey.
But she's got an ebook called Ready, Set, Go, and it's going to be on marketing your business. Do you want to talk about that for a couple minutes, Carolyn?
Yeah, it is a conglomeration of marketing tips and resources, and in essence it's kind of a skeleton for how you put a marketing plan together and what you need to look for. You know, I give all kinds of workshops, but one of my favorite workshops and trainings to do is how to put a marketing plan together. And you have to look at who your market is and really, you know, dive deep and then look at, one of the things you also need to look at is, based on who you're marketing to, how do you communicate to them, and really dive deep there. So it's kind of, you know, this is the, like I said, a skeleton start for how to put a marketing plan together. Plus, I've got some really cool resources in there for people to look into to help support them in this process. Yeah, so that'll be up soon.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. Now, actually, when you do have it launched, I'd love to have you come back and go into a little more detail about, you know, what they're going to be getting with that, with the email. Like I said, it's an ebook that's going to be available, and probably maybe talk about a couple other of your classes and stuff that you have going on. Another thing we've got going on, which is going to be on January 25th of this month, which is in 2015, is going to be a new group that we're putting together called Heartful Momentum. You're off, and it's basically expanding into your you know, the new you, your sense of yourself with authentic power. And there's going to be tools and supports and conversations that go along with it. So it's really tapping into women's wisdom, and it's going to be on Sunday again, the 25th, from 3:30 to 5:30 at Flowers for You in Riverside, California. So really anybody in the Inland Empire who's interested, you can go ahead and go and leave a message at the, on this episode that you're interested in that. Or you can go ahead and call me at 951-689-2711 for Heartful Momentum with Women's Wisdom. And anything you want to say about that, Carolyn?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, you and I talked about this group and how important it is, because it's, we wanted to have a place where people could come, where women could come and really feel safe. Because I know that I've been in groups before, whether that be business groups or other personal groups, where you just feel like something's missing. Like, what's missing here? And I think what we're creating is a place where people, where women can come to feel safe and really be feel free to be their authentic self. And that's why, you know, I love that the title is so key, and it's so right on, because it's all about being authentic. And when we can be authentic and really step into our power, that's when the magic really happens. So being authentic, feeling safe, and getting some feedback about whatever's going on in your life, and being, you know, not brutal feedback, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, go for a job performance review and my boss is going to give me this brutal feedback, but I don't know if maybe feedback is even not the right word, but having some authentic conversations around how you want to grow and what it is you want to see happen in your life so that you can move forward in an authentic way. And I'm sure you can add to that,
yeah.
Robin.
Yeah, and I think what we're really kind of saying is, and it's going to be proactive. It's proactive feedback. And
yeah.
I don't think feedback is necessarily the wrong word, but it's really coming from helping you to be able to take those small steps that really lead to big successes. And, you know, it's always nice to have a sounding board where you can basically brainstorm or just really have other like-minded people that we're going to be introducing to just some really neat and basic concepts for people. One thing we talked about was doing a few sessions that are going to be about intuition. And a part of that's really helping to expand your awareness of being spacious and being able to surrender to different processes that are happening. And what's really great is we all have intuition. You know, some people say, oh, no, that's not me. But really, we all do. So a lot of it's being able to tap into that in new ways. There's going to be exercises and different kinds of just real themes that we're going to be working with to help with tuition. And I mean, especially with women, you know, whether anytime you're, you know, they always talk about mother's intuition, but that's a real key thing when it comes to levels of just sensing things and knowing things. I know even with like Jamie, I mean, when you're an artist, there's just things that you know on an intuitive level, the way you put something together. And if you can allow yourself to be guided by those promptings, whether you want to call it a muse or whatever that's kind of just a part of yourself, it's really helpful to be able to follow those just keen things that are just that small voice. And along with the small voices, we're also going to be talking about the authentic voice, the authentic self, and being able to identify that and, you know, the difference between an ego self as opposed to your authentic self, and just, you know, working in a lot of different things, being able to trust your wisdom and what you have in you, because really everything comes and it starts from within and basically comes out into the world. So really with this whole Heartful Momentum, that's the reason why we love the word momentum, is being able to just have that out there where, you know, you're being able to tap into your authentic power and what that looks like. Another one that Carolyn and I had talked about was really coming from boundaries as well, because I know as women that's something that a lot of women are really looking at in the way that, you know, what they allow and what they don't allow in their lives when it comes to that. And that really can go into all aspects of your intuition and your voice and what you do and don't do. So that's something else that we really wanted to just kind of put out there for people. So how can people get a hold of you, Carolyn?
They can go to my website at ckogroup.com, and I've got a contact page there, or they can email me at Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, at ckogroup.com. Again, it's Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, at ckogroup.com. And phone number is 951-256-4864, and that's how they can get a hold of me.
Okay, great. And just remind everybody, too, you can leave a message on this episode, and we'll have that going on. And if you do want to call Flowers for You and be able to talk to me, Robin, that number again is 951 689-2711. And we look forward to anybody if they want to go ahead and this is basically just going to kind of be a meetup. Again, it's on Sunday the 25th from 3:30 to 5:30, and you'll be able to meet Carolyn and just get to meet her and see how magnificent she is. She's just wonderful. So I do not thank you for being a guest chef. I really appreciate
thank
Carolyn.
You.
Yeah, this
thank
will not
you.
Be the first time we have her on, that's for sure, when she's got her ready, set, go. And there's going to be other different kinds of workshops and things that she's going to be offering online that are going to be coming online this year and next year that we look forward to talking to her as well. So
yes.
As always,
a
pleasure, Mr. Jamie. Yeah, thank you, thank you. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.